Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
And welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is somebody who's been way too long between visits, and so glad to have you back, Jennifer Farns, owner of Revolution Jewelry Works. Revolution for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, man, just getting right into the thick of the holiday season. And we just came out of a huge remodel, so the timing is perfect. But man, talk about trying to do too many things at once. It's been a year.
Yeah, you kind of went from, you grew 3,000 square feet in a year.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And man, so you're sort of in the same location. You're on Stetson Hills and Powers, right next to the Firestone store there. And you've gone from 1,200 square feet to 4,200 square feet.
Yes.
May we share a little statistic about your business growth?
Yes. Yeah.
You said you grow how much percentage per year over the last couple?
So since we opened, we have grown by an average of 37% per year, every year since we've opened.
Which means nobody likes your stuff at all.
I think everybody likes that we're doing something different.
You
and that's
are.
Why it's working.
You are doing something 15 times different than anybody else because you have 15 different artists in your shop. And each of them has their own style. Each of them displays their own work.
Yes.
You give them the latitude to create.
Yes. So what we do is we bring in artists that are primarily American artists. So they do all of their manufacturing in their home studios. So we're not talking about production pieces of 50,000, you know, at a time or 100,000 at a time. If they're doing any kind of quote unquote production, it's maybe a limited edition of 50. So you've got these artists that are being very creative in their home shops and they're building beautiful jewelry. And when they send it to us, they're willing to warranty it to our standards. So we have a better warranty than anybody else around. We do 6 months on everything that we sell. No questions asked. It is a craftsmanship warranty, meaning you should be able to wear it every day and not have any issues. And that's one of the beautiful parts about working with these artists is they're willing to back it up. It's not some, you know, anomalous organization overseas that's doing this production and just shipping it to the United States and it's being sold en masse. You're actually putting money into the pockets of true artists that are crafting jewelry by hand.
Yeah, and so many artists are starving, and these folks have gifts. But here's the neat thing about you, Jennifer. You're not your average owner. You are what is called a master faceter.
Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
So I actually did an apprenticeship about 16 years ago now with a master faceter. And it was, I went to his house, we had coffee, we were talking about rocks and gems. And he just said, if you like rocks this much, you should learn to cut. And I told him, if you're interested in teaching, I would love to learn. And so he took me on as an apprentice. And then, after some practice and work, he moved me into journeyman status where I was doing repairs and gemstone refurbishments, if you will, on his behalf. And he eventually turned me loose on my own and just said, there is nothing that I can teach you that you're not going to figure out. You need to pursue this as a career. And at the time, I was working in marketing and advertising. I was a media buyer back in the day. And so then it became the evolution of what I wanted my career to be. And who doesn't love shiny things? And for me, it was, I can make the decision to pursue my bliss, or I can continue doing the things that pay the bills. And my husband was really supportive. He was like, if you follow the thing that makes you happy, you're going to be successful. And within a year, I was able to leave my full-time job as a media buyer because I was working so much as a master faceter that I was able to leave the world of corporate America behind and be an independent contractor for, you know, different jewelers all over the United States. So I had jewelers that were seeking me out to do gemstone repairs. And eventually it started to evolve that a lot of these companies that were sending gemstones to me were having a really hard time finding jewelers to do the repair work. So they own jewelry stores, but not every jewelry store has a jeweler on site. Now, me, on the other hand, I have four. But at the time, they were just trying to find somebody that could be, you know, the end all be all for jewelry repair and gemstone repair. And so then I started forming really strategic relationships with different jewelers around town that I could bring them extra work. I could put extra money in their pocket while I was doing gemstone work. And then it kept evolving to where I had so many requests coming in that it just made sense to open up my own store.
The evolution became revolution.
Yes, it did.
How long ago was this now?
So 6 years ago this month.
And 37% annual growth per year says that your heart and soul is coming through in everything you do. And this now is where we connect a few dots.
Yeah.
15 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Those artists that you have mm-hmm. in your care and in your stewardship that you're helping to support are inspired by you. You're the kind of leader that they need because you have the right background. I think you're rare. I think you're a very rare person.
Well, thank you.
To have the kind of background that you have. And that's why your shop thrives.
I really believe that, you know, some of the struggles that we're seeing in our community and the United States as a whole is that we have taken so much focus away from craftsmanship. And that's what this country was built on. When you talk about automotive manufacturing, when you talk about, you know, appliances and jewelry and everything else, you know, you look at the heyday that America had in the 40s and 50s, and that's when manufacturing was being done here. And I think that that's what we need to bring back to put the heart and soul back in the United States. And the cool part about the manufacturing for us is we actually got reclassified in 2017 as a manufacturer and not a retailer, because we do 70% of the production of our jewelry on site. So we are a custom design house. So if somebody wants to do something really unusual and unique and you can't find it anywhere, it's because it doesn't exist anywhere. It has to be made for you. And we try to do that in a really competitive way. So if you come in and you say, my budget is $1,500 and I want to do some, you know, crazy contraption kind of ring, okay, then let's figure out a way to make that happen. And if you come in and you say, my budget is $25,000 and I want to get, you know, something really incredible and over the top, we can do that too. And it's again, putting the creativity into the hands of our customers and, you know, bringing jobs to our community, because as of 2020, there's going to be more jewelry work in America than there are jewelers that are capable of completing it. And I want to be the place that people have to go to because I'm kidnapping all of the talent, giving them really great jobs and making them happy.
What's not going to happen when I go to your shop is nobody's going to sell me anything.
No.
You don't do commissions.
No.
You have a great team there, and you're keeping up with technology all the time. You're doing custom work and casting. You love the educational piece. You can tell that, too. Client and team education, creating better shoppers is a huge thing for you. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be thinking about something I want. You're going to teach me how to articulate it and how to get it.
Yes. And we really want people to feel empowered, whether I can't have a big enough ego that I think everybody's going to shop with me all the time. Like, you know, people travel. And one of the big things when you're traveling is to buy jewelry, because it's a way of symbolizing and memorializing that vacation or that trip. And so I want, when my customers are traveling, even to make better buying decisions. So if they come in and they get an education from me and then they go out and they buy something when they're traveling, if they're making a better decision, that means when they come back, I can help them maintain that jewelry. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're bringing back a piece of jewelry that's ready to fall apart. And I have to say, okay, I hate to do this to the memory, but you have to rebuild this ring because it's breaking in a million different places. If I show them, okay, this is how you buy good jewelry, and then they make the right buying decisions, I can just help them maintain that memory.
All right. And you want to stress one more thing before we sign off here today, Jennifer. You're listening to Jennifer Farns, the Revolution Jewelry Works owner. Evolution to revolution, man. Good stuff today. The importance of shopping local.
Yes. Just keeping in mind this holiday season and every holiday season and any anniversary, how important it is to keep the money within our community. And again, I can't assume everybody's going to always shop with me, but just be conscious when you are shopping that you are shopping local, because that is going right back into the community. You're supporting local artistry, and you're keeping food in the mouths of the people that are a part of your community and a roof over their heads. And it's, yeah, you're getting it back in full.
Jennifer Farns, owner of Revolution Jewelry Works, not only a master faceter, but a graduate gemologist. Get a look at what she and her team do. RJW.rocks. That's RJW.rocks. And you'll find them in the new, brand new 4,200 square foot showroom right up there at Stetson Hills and Powers, next to the Firestone store. Jennifer, what a treat to
Thank
hang out
you.
With you for a few minutes again. It's been too long.
Thanks so much.
That's it for this edition of the Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. Business Connection airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. If you miss an edition, you want to learn more about any of the business connections that we've run, then by all means, hop on over to KRDO.com, select radio, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.